Asking an applicant to commit is how you make the sale. Three results are possible when you fail to ask your applicants to join the Air National Guard. They take advantage of a competitor's offer. They decide not to join any branch of the armed services, or they defer their decision. One of the most intriguing and elusive sales questions of all time is, why do recruiters spend a great deal of time, effort, energy, and commitment to get in front of an applicant only to let the chance to sell the recruiting opportunity slip away from them? Why does that happen? Is it a sense of caution driven by a desire not to offend or to avoid being offended yourself when your applicant says no? Is it an inability to create such value in the mind of the applicant that the recruiter never really knows when, precisely, to ask someone to make a decision to commit? Could it be a simple lack of knowledge when it comes to knowing precisely how to ask an applicant to commit? It's probably a little bit of all these things. The truth is that the answer is not an easy one. Let's look at some of the real causes. A lack of results orientation on the part of the recruiter. A lack of assertiveness on the part of the recruiter. A lack of sales skills on the part of the recruiter. A lack of confidence on the part of the recruiter. A lack of belief in the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity on the part of the recruiter. The failure of the recruiter to use all six steps of the impact selling system. There are probably a lot of other reasons, but the real fact is, whenever a qualified applicant does not commit, it is generally the fault of the recruiter. Not your marketing and advertising program, not headquarters, not the geography or territory where you work, not the location of the Air National Guard unit, nor anything else. Why not? Because none of those things do the actual recruiting. You do. That being said, how do you fix the problem? Here are 8 specific ideas or strategies to help you improve your skills for finalizing your recruiting sales. Understand what your real job is. It is not public relations, customer service, technical support, or anything else. It is recruiting people into the Air National Guard, period. 2. Learn how to use feedback questions. For example, how does this look? To be sure you're on target with your presentations. 3. Learn how to listen and observe better. Listen to what applicants say. Better yet, listen to what they really mean. Be sensitive to nonverbal behavior. 4. Master the art of value-added selling so you can present the recruiting opportunity in a way that makes it virtually irresistible. 5. Be sure you're in front of qualified applicants who really do have the authority to say yes. 6. Believe in yourself, the impact selling system, the Air National Guard, and the recruiting opportunity so much that you badly want others to become a part of it, and ask them to do so. 7. Learn, apply, and master one closing strategy, the assumptive close, and use it consistently. 8. Learn the fundamentals of negotiation and how to ask people to commit after agreeing on terms. Failure to ask for the commitment on the part of the recruiter leaves the job only half done. We recently tried to have some custom software designed for our company. The programmer who built the software kept saying, "We're 90% done," then it was 95% done, then 99% completed. Unfortunately for both of us, he never finished it, and we couldn't use it because it wasn't 100% complete. The same is true for an enlistment or commissioning oath. It's either administered or it isn't.